BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello to Rosie and all the Year 11s from Waddesdenham, from Waddesden School, coming home from a geography trip. They'll have been looking at streams and stuff, probably, I imagine. What are they called? Oxbow Lakes and that. Becky?
Yes?
You strike me as a big geography fan.
No.
No,
I
really?
Gave it up as soon as I could. I like travelling, but yeah. I don't like all those maps and stuff.
No. So you like arriving at a destination, but you just don't want to be responsible for finding it.
I don't want to study, like, all the hills and... I don't even know what's in geography. I can't remember. I sort of wiped it from my mind.
Wow. Gosh, you really feel... I got that wrong. I thought you'd be into it.
Oh, no.
Quite the opposite.
Mm. Although, apparently, amazing field trips get up to all sorts.
What, like...
Yeah.
Orienteering?
Yeah.
We went on a geography field trip to Lake Coniston. And when we got back, we had a big... photo sort of slideshow of all the photos. Basically, I wasn't a fan then of water. I'm not now, really. I don't like the idea of canoes because what happens when you roll and you're supposed to roll yourself back up again and your legs are in a canoe? And I was forced into a canoe. And on the slideshow, this picture of me came up and I think I was about 12 and I had on... It looked hand-knitted. I can't remember where it came from, but a green bobble hat, and I was really sulking and wedged against my will into a canoe on Lake Coniston, and everybody laughed. You know what I mean? You remember these pivotal moments. Yeah, pivotal moments of your life.
Never thought about recreating that picture for a magazine shoot.
No, and I've never worn a green bobble hat again.
Have you not?
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? So, hi. Hope you've had a nice day so far. Me and Becky are here. You've sent in loads of emails for Dear Sarah. Thank you so much. We'll do them at one point. Also, if you watched the 1D documentary last night, everybody scream One Direction. Ah! I thought you might have done that there because you watched it, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Twice.
Give me an excited squeal.
That's
it. That's what we're after. Did you spot Niall's little bottom burp that he did? We did, and we'll play it for you a little bit later on. We'll do the headline game as well. It's Joe Jonas's favourite all-time game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello to Sharon in a veg van going round Bolton. Apparently, my mum loves her van, apparently, according to Sharon.
BBC
Radio 1.
Could give her a little bit of a mention there. My mum might get an extra Swede in a box, you never know. Hey, mother's coming down to London tomorrow.
Jack is arriving in town.
Which celebs are you going to take her out with?
She's coming to Strictly on Saturday. I'm
is
on the
she?
Red button, yeah.
I love it that she goes to all the celeb events with you.
Yeah, I've got double mummage because I've got my mum and my mother-in-law. Kind of my mother-in-law, though. We're not actually married. The two mums going to be in the audience watching Strictly. I'm going to be on the red button if you want, myself and Karen Hardy, if you want to hear some extra commentating on the dancing, what with my ballroom and Latin background. I just have to commentate. Don't really know.
Are you going to be
what
like
I'm
when,
going to say?
Are you going to be like when my dad commentates on The Sopranos, which consists of him just going, oh, there's Tony. Oh, Tony's pool hasn't cleaned it in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony's having some juice.
I might.
You'll be like,
is that what he does? Yeah, I might
do that.
There's
Craig.
Yeah. I'd be like, there's Craig. No, I don't think I commentate on the judges.
Oh.
I think I've got to commentate on the dancers.
Oh, there's Jason.
So, yeah, Jason will be there. Harry, I like, from McFly. So I'll be like, oh, there's Harry off of McFly.
Don't think you can be biased though, can you? Or can you? Can you say, I like him, I don't like him?
I think you can. If you're on the red button, I think that's fine. I might get in some music references, like there's Holly Valance. If she wins, I'm sure she'll get a kiss from her mum because she'll be proud of her. Something like that, yeah. You know, just working some of my... DJ skills.
Have you got a script writer or not?
No.
No.
Just going to wing it. Going to say stuff like, oh, that's a nice dress. And all that. And, oh, how can she dance in them shoes? I've got a story about shoes, actually. That'll keep people tuned in. I'll get to that in just a moment. Sarah, you mean a kayak, not a canoe, says Donna on the A1. I imagine she's tusking as she texts us. Hopefully she was pulled over. She's probably the passenger. A canoe is open and will only capsize. A canoe is open and will only capsize.
Nope.
Don't know what, any idea?
Nope.
It was definitely a canoe because I was wedged in. A kayak is an is open, isn't it? What's the one that you wedge yourself in? To the little circle. Oh, look up canoes and kayaks. I really didn't want to get involved in this. Sid's been on. Sid, I can't remember you. He went scuba diving with me in Oban. I do remember that trip, though. Cannonslade sixth form. I remember, actually, it wasn't the water that was an issue on Lake Coniston. It was being wedged into a seafaring vehicle.
Into a kayak.
A kayak.
A canoe.
Sorry, Donna,
open,
you're
yeah.
right. A canoe's
Take
open.
That back.
Sorry, Donna, I apologise. You do know your canoes and your kayaks much better than me. It was in a kayak I were wedged in. Anyway, scuba diving, I were a natural. I seem to remember. We couldn't see much, though, because it was open. It was off the very tip of Scotland, and it was quite dark, the water. It was clean. It was just a bit muggy down there. Nothing that tropical.
You got about a bit, didn't you?
What, from
one minute you're in Coniston Water, the next minute you're in Oban doing scuba diving.
Yeah, I mean, it was non-stop, eh? Not as
Did you ever go to school?
Well, this was all part of, like, this... Yeah, I don't think this school had a building. They just used to take us somewhere different every day. But like, can we go to... No, we're in Blackpool studying donkeys. Really? That's weird. Sian's been on, though, from Swansea. She wins all of this geography field trip malarkey because she went to Magaluf. On one. That is well fancy. Anna's been on as well. She had her first kiss on her geography trip. And now they're married. That's not on there. But I like it when stories end like that. Well, that one actually didn't.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you watched the One Direction documentary last night, Becky, I believe, as Radio 1's biggest 1D fan. Is it? Have you changed your middle name to 1D? Because that's what somebody told me upstairs.
Not yet.
Becky 1D Uxtable.
The forms are in the process of going through.
Right, okay, we'll look forward to it. Or you could be like Becky, Niall, Harry, Louis.
Go on.
Martin.
No, he left.
Bob.
No.
Who are they then?
How Liam come? And Zane.
Liam and Zane. You could have had that, Liam, Zane, Louis, as your middle names.
That would have been good.
Yeah, we'll see. So anyway, last night, you're watching The One Direction.
Yeah.
It was quite an emotional part of the documentary,
it was,
I believe.
Yeah. It was about their performance on Red or Black and how Harry didn't think it went that well.
Now, so it would be an inappropriate time to have a little bodily function issue, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if Niall, who you can hear talking here, I think he... Did it show him eating any Mexican?
No, I don't think
it
so,
didn't.
Actually, no.
Okay,
no.
That just sprung to my mind because I thought maybe that's what caused him to
Yeah,
do
no,
a,
I don't think it was Mexican.
A very small Trump. But he carries on anyway despite doing this.
Harry takes that kind of thing to heart. Harry is one of those people that he doesn't like to read what's said about him.
Did you hear it? You do have to listen quite carefully. One more time.
Harry takes that kind of thing to heart. Harry is one of those people that he doesn't like to read what's said about him.
But he carried on, it's fine, and nobody mentioned there was a little... Look, it happens to us all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is it true with Heat magazine when they reviewed... I didn't read it, but they reviewed the One Direction album. And then did they not give it how many stars out of five?
Well, no, they have best track and worst track. And they put all of them for best track. And they were like, no, we can't say worst track for fear of being, like, got by the 1D fans.
By the 1D fans would just be furious if you dare to name a worst track on there. Because they hold a lot of power. There's lots of them and they feel very passionate. They may actually take over. Do you know what I mean? They might overthrow government and take, you know, the world might soon be run by One Direction fans. It could happen, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll say at this point that I think they're all great. CeeLo Green, is that a comedy flair he's got on his lapel on that picture? Because he's laughing in the picture. Is that why he's laughing? Because he's just squirted someone with a bit of water out of that flower. Because he's like that, isn't he? He's always got one of those little electric shock things when you shake his hand. You have to watch him. Oh, you get a little shock when you shake his hand. Goes in his pocket, pulls out loads of handkerchiefs. You know the type.
I'm going to rewatch his Live Lounge videos now just to see if I can see any of his wind-ups.
Yeah, see if you can see. See if you can see inside his mouth when he hits the high notes, because sometimes he eats those blue sweets, you know. Remember, what purpose were those apart from they just made your mouth go a bit blue? And that was kind of fun, wasn't it? I don't mind a bit of that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emily Sandy on Radio 1, playing that for Zane Lowe, because he gently mocks the way I pronounce it. But hey, he talks funny too. Daniel Merriweather before that. I should have finished that statement off with, but it's what makes the world go round, not just Zane talks funny, because that just sounds weird. Becky, we've had a text in.
Oh.
Yeah.
I shouldn't sound so surprised. We do get more than one. text. We got a text.
It's not like on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where that inventor's machine starts going joo-joo and all smoke comes out and like sparks fly out and then just one text goes out the machine. We do get thousands. But Kerry's been on. This one piqued my interest because I can just say throwaway comments, but somebody always just, you know what I mean, latches onto it. Kerry on the M6, Stoke-on-Trent says, Sarah, I'm nearly at my destination. However, I'm eagerly awaiting your shoe story. Oh. Can you tell it, please? I just mentioned earlier on.
Is it wrong that I'd totally forgotten about that?
Yeah,
I didn't
kind
really...
of. I'm kind of upset.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Oh, settle down. This is going to blow
I've
your mind.
I've actually leant forward in my chair ready for it. And go shoe story.
I feel I've over-egged it now. I was at the zoo this morning.
Again?
I'm there every week. Like the lions are like, yo, Sarah, what up? They like put their paw on the glass. Hello. Great lion action today, actually. More than I've ever seen before. Normally, they're miles away. You can just see and they sort of sit on top of this sort of tall table bit. Looks like a bar stool. They normally just perch on that miles away. Anyway, mum, dad, two baby little cubs playing around today. It was so cute. But anyway, nothing's changed apart from that since I was last there. The pygmy hippo is still having a bath inside. There's a goat in the pygmy hippo enclosure looking embarrassed because it doesn't really measure up. You know, exotic-wise, it's just a goat. Mm. That fat sheep in the petting farm bit is still well aggro and moody and storms off whenever children approach. Attitude problems. But what caught my eye was not one of the animals, but one of the human people at the zoo. I think they were on a first date. There was a girl really quite dressed up with like black leggings on and a little sort of crop jacket and earrings and quite a bit of makeup. And she was with a boy and I thought maybe they're on the first date. And she had the highest heels you've ever seen. And you know when heels look weird in a place like in a park or on a beach? You know that heel thing, like a wedge heel on a beach or by the pool that Hollyoaks girls do, and I just never quite get it. It just looks so out of place because she's sort of going for a stroll around a zoo. And I thought it must be a first date because she's wearing heels to the zoo and it's kind of slippy and cobbly and there's hills and things that you have to go up and down. And I just thought, not practical.
Mm.
You have to be quite tottery. But then I thought, everyone has got a friend who this friend just wears heels all the time. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Who just wears heels at work all day?
Yeah.
And when going out, will wear even bigger heels?
Yeah.
And my friend who wears them is my best mate. And it's not... I always think, oh, perhaps it's girls who are a bit more petite who always wear heels because they're conscious of that. But it's not. My friend's like 5'9". She always wears heels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I don't wear them because I'm quite tall already, so I don't...
Yeah, but would you wear them every day anyway?
No, because I always think, what if it's dark and I suddenly need to run somewhere?
What,
like for safety issues.
For a snack. Oh, right.
No, not for a snack. I love it how you instantly think for a snack.
I'm like, the only reason I'd run, an emergency thing where I'd run, would be I really need a sandwich.
If you need to get away from something or somebody quick, makes you sound really dodgy. But you know what I mean? Like, if you're dark. And I also always think, like, heels, they make that noise so people know you're coming.
Oh, so what if you want to sneak up on someone?
No. Like if you're walking down the road and someone's lurking in a bush. Do I think too much?
Yeah, you overthink that.
So I always
whenever I've been in for Moyles and it's early morning and I'm driving in, if there's a lawn motorbike behind me, I always get a bit born identity and think it's someone trying to assassinate me. Isn't that weird? Early morning when it's dark, if there's no other cars and there's just a motorbike behind, I think he's after me. So I'll do a left to shake him off. And then I think, he's just on his way to work himself. But anyway, yeah, so you don't wear heels anyway because you just for a safety issue.
Yeah.
And I always feel like when I wear heels, I feel like I should wear a sign on my head going, I'm wearing heels. I feel really self-conscious in them. And I walk like a really bad end of pier drag act in heels as well. I just have never got that.
When you walked in today, I was like, oh, what's with your limp? You went, that's my strut.
Yeah, because... No! You were like, what have you done to your leg? Have you had some sort of injury? No, I'm strutting. And these boots have got like a 1.5-inch heel and I still struggle in them. You thought I was doing like a sort of gangster sort of lollipop, but I wasn't. It's just the way I walk in a slight heel. Heels on the beach, heels at the zoo, heels at the park. To me, a no-no, but you know, maybe you think differently.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You're all right. I always wear heels to work, says John the Lumberjack in Pembrokeshire. Although if you had to climb a tree, if you had really spiky heels, you could kind of sort of use them as clampons. Do you know what I mean? Like spike them into the tree. But I think he's being silly. John, this is a serious discussion. This is more like it. Katie's been on. She's studying for uni exams in Stirling. She says, I am the girl who always wears heels. I only own like 2 pairs of flat shoes and I can always run in heels if I get scared. However, my mate did say she could always hear me before she sees me. I wouldn't wear them to the beach, but the zoo and the park are fine. Thank you very much, Katie. Very comprehensive. That's very good. See, I always wear heels, says Adele. I'm small and after a while you perfect your strut. I don't understand heels on the beach. That's just wrong. Yes. See, Vic, do you mind me saying that you're quite petite, aren't you? But you don't wear heels. How tall are you? Do you want to say on the radio or is
if I stand up really straight, I'm 5 foot.
Oh, that is really cute.
Yeah, I've got to try.
Vic patronised me going, that's cute. But it is if you're like, really straight and high. When you were growing up, did you used to have little marks on your wall for like how tall you were?
No, I just gave up. I just went, oh,
was your mum like, oh, I can't find a pen, Vic, we'll do it later.
Don't worry, darling, it's fine.
Yeah, little things come in, small things come in. Perfect things come in little packages or something, my granddad used to say. It was quite small. So you don't wear heels?
No, I can't walk in heels. I've come to the fact that I'm short and I'm... never been any different, so...
You've embraced your...
I have. I've got my trainers on today.
There you go.
I was standing next to Greg James earlier. Ah. That wasn't fun in flat shoes.
Yes, everybody feels quite small next to Greg because he's 15 feet tall. I'm 5'8". I always wear 4-inch heels because they make me feel good and for safety. Oh, yeah. Joe in Newcastle is recommending you hit people with your high heel if under attack. Not just randomly, so don't do that. Yeah, weird wearing heels at a theme park. Just if one flies off, especially if it's a strappy sandal. And there's a lot of trogging around at a theme park to be done, isn't there? And there's a lot of like going upside down and stuff. You need to be wearing comfort stuff, really, at a theme park, even if it's a first date. See, ladies walking through the airport, it's massive. When you're flying from an airport, you do a lot of walking. And some women get quite glammed up to fly instead of going down the jogging suit route. They like, you know, they'll get quite poshed up and wear heels, so you must obviously take them off if you have to go down one of the inflatable slides. I always wear nice... The only time I wear nice shoes is when I'm at the hairdressers.
Why?
Because it's quite a posh place. And I think if you wear something nice, they can't tell because everybody's in those great big black cloaks. So right. At least if you have decent shoes on and not with mucky old trainers, I won't look as much of a tramp.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Big up to the nans. Lots of nans wearing heels, according to our lovely listeners on the text. And the nans, what is it? They won't go out in less than a 2-inch. Old school glamour, that you see. They still got it. The glamorous grands rocking it. The Grey Army marching forth in their heels. We're talking about girls' shoes. Chris is here now. Can
you march?
Oh, yes, that generation
heels?
Can.
Really? Oh, good.
If you put a scone at the end of the marching route and a nice brew, if you get a kettle on. Have you been tempted by a Cuban heel?
I don't think so.
Cowboy boots?
Because I'm quite tall anyway. I don't want to intimidate people.
That's the only reason he's not wearing them.
Yeah, otherwise there would be.
I don't know. Stand up, Chris Smith.
He is quite tall in real life.
That's deceptive. Usually
you look smaller on the radio.
Well, you usually sit down for the news, that's what it is.
Yeah, and then you just stood up and...
Wow.
Yeah, wow, that wow to that. Yeah. So you don't really need a Cuban heel. Alan Carr was wearing Uggs this morning when he came in to see Moyles. Not a big fan of that. I always think it's got a touch of the Ashton Kutcher's to it, that kind of Ugg look, you know what I mean, with some jogging bottoms. Would you wear a furry boot?
I saw a man at the level crossing the other day, a zebra crossing the other day with jeans tucked into Uggs.
It's
not really acceptable, is it?
Do you live near a level crossing? Why did that pop into your head?
Actually, I was thinking of that. It'd
be dangerous. You don't want to, you have to be careful if you're crossing over a rail track in Uggs, I imagine.
Or just in general.
Yeah, no, in general. In general, that's a sort of, that's a given, I suppose. The Scott Mills Daily. Sack Noel, local people. Obviously, the radio edit, the other one's a bit mucky, but they do play it in my spin class, on the bikes. And I think the lovely instructor, John, is a bit worried about people being offended. So when it gets up to the Rudy words, he shouts instructions down his mic over the top, like, and rise! And like, up 45 degrees. And you've got to twist up the little wheel up 45%, add more resistance. And I'm never quite sure what 45% is.
Can't you get someone to
45
do that,
degrees.
Do that bit for you?
What, have someone stood...
Just get Ben there, just like...
Stood next to me in the...
Because I was thinking, you can't do two things at once, like exercise and do all the, like...
I know. Well, I can't get him to come along and do... I mean, I could perhaps get a sidecar fitted onto the exercise bike. You know what? A motorbike went down my road today. I was showing eyes with a sidecar on. This old geezer on it. Nobody in the sidecar. But I love it. I'd love a sidecar.
Mm. Would
you imagine it? Have you talked about sidecars before?
Yeah, I do love them.
In a Wallace and Gromit style.
There was an amazing, I don't know if you saw it, on the One Show the other week, there was an amazing dog in a sidecar. Did you see
it? Which combines your love of a dog with the head out the window.
Brilliant.
You and Scott should do a tour, like a radio tour where you're in the sidecar with goggles on and Scott's on the bike.
I would love it. If we ever do one
that
of those things,
be brilliant.
We have to go around in a tour bus. I wouldn't want that. It's just me and Scott in a sidecar.
You're in the sidecar with a map the wrong way up. It'd be brilliant. So then, thank you very much. I did ask for your emails and you sent them to Dear Sarah. So thank you very much.
Dear Sarah, I am writing a 50,000 word story. I was interested if you could give me any motivating words. Thanks a lot, Matt in Cambridge.
Well, Matt, 50,000, did he say? That's a lot, isn't it? How many sides of A4 is that?
I don't know. One's 250, isn't it? Hang on, let me get the calculator out.
What, 250?
It's about 250 words to a side of A4.
So to make 1,000,
it'd
be 4.
200.
So 200.
Yeah.
I came over all borders then, didn't I?
You were good.
Yeah, I was getting there, wasn't I?
It took me more time to get the calculator than you'd already got it.
I was getting there. I'll be in a bodycon dress before I know it. Big eyelashes, totally vordered out of my mind. 50,000, and he's writing a story. Wonder what for like a competition or for fun, or maybe he's got a promise off a publisher.
There was more detail needed in that one, I think.
And is there any more?
No, that's it.
Oh, I thought I'd missed one where we had to play another clip. That were it.
If you're going to email in about stories that you're writing, give us a bit more detail, please.
So does he want motivating words as in, go on, you can write it, or motivating words as in long words that he can put in his story?
One of each.
Oh, OK.
I don't know, I'm just making it up.
Good luck. Get writing. Look at the world around you and be inspired by that. And then as for the word that you've got to fit in, maybe 10 pages in, try and squeeze in a squelch, if you can.
Dear Sarah.
Hi.
A few weeks ago, my mum bought Halloween-themed toilet paper.
Ooh.
Now, I love novelty holiday items as much as the next girl, but even I think this is a bit strange. I originally thought she bought it in an ironic way, but she was far too excited for that. It was probably only because it was on sale, but that doesn't change the fact that over 3 weeks after Halloween, we have toilet paper with cobwebs on. It's not even one roll. There are four rolls, which are all pretty much on show, so there's no way of pretending it's left over from Halloween. And we're having guests over on Saturday. I'm rather worried we'll come off looking like freaks to a group of close friends and family. Any advice? Much love, Meg, off of Colchester, XXX. P.S. It's rather strange wiping your bum with spiders.
I don't like patterned toilet roll.
I don't. It freaks me out. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it.
Because some people have that crossword stuff, don't they?
So what?
So like that when you're sat on the loo, you can do the crossword and then do your bum afterwards.
How long are you on there for? I'm in and out, me. There's none of that. None of that doing a crossword.
I haven't got crossword toilet roll.
Sudoku?
Yeah, you think you can get that as well now?
What, do you have that?
No.
Word search?
No. Where's Wally? Yeah. Ages.
Hangman? You can't really play that by yourself, can you? Where's Wally? That'd be amazing. Yeah. Well, Meg, off of Colchester, first I admire your mum for going for a bargain and liking novelty fun stuff. Sure, I get that, but she bought too much. The trick with novelty stuff, if you just have to get one thing, no matter how cheap it is, because then it runs out and everyone enjoys the joke. But this is dragging on. You've got guests coming round and they might think you've got a haunted toilet with spiders in it all over your loo roll. I don't like any, like you said, I don't like any of the patterns. Any novel. I've got some loo roll that was part of a birthday present from a makeup artist friend, and I just keep it on my princess vanity mirror area where I do my makeup because I am 12 and I am Paris Hilton.
Is it illuminated?
No, it's not got lights around it.
Oh, I wanted Hollywood light bulbs.
No, I know.
Oh, you disappointed me.
I should put that on my birthday list. Yeah. It's getting quite long now. Ben's asked me for a birthday list. But anyway.
I thought you were getting the car. Isn't he getting you a car?
No, I tried to persuade him to get me a car and he won't do. He's well tight. I thought that, like... I thought if I didn't have any stocking fillers at Christmas, and in fact I didn't have anything at Christmas, and this was my main present, and we sold my car to chip in, I could get a new car for my birthday. I told him that. He went and said no. Dear Becky, should I dump him? So anyway, sorry, back to you, mate. Yeah, the one that I've got has got sort of kisses on it, as if I've done my lipstick on it. Which is quite nice, but you don't want to be having it in the loo
roll. You wouldn't want that on
your
bum. No. No, that's weirder than... No, it's not weirder than spiders.
Listen, I would go out there and I would buy some new loo roll before the guests come and maybe get the cobweb loo roll and fold it neatly into little napkins for the dinner party. That could be used, and then it's not wasting it then, maybe.
Dear Sarah Hi. And all the lovely people at Radio 1, I have two things for you today. Firstly,
Becky, did you just wave?
Yeah.
Because it said hello to all the lovely people.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to get my attention, but you were waving back.
I was waving hello, yeah.
That's really cute. Bless you.
Do celebrities reply to their own tweets? Or do they get someone else to do it for them? The reason I'm asking this is because the other day, my sister sent a tweet to Chelsea Healy, off of Waterloo Road, and now also Strictly, and she got a reply. She was really excited until my dad dismissed it as, "These people just get someone to do it all for them. It won't have been her." So I wondered if you have someone to reply to tweets for you. Surely you do, what with you being a really popular celebrity / diva and all that. Which celebrities do you think hire someone just to reply to fans tweeting them?
No name on this one, is there?
I think there's a second bit, because he said there's only two questions. There's two things.
Two
so
questions.
There's
so first,
a second bit coming up in a minute.
I drive the motorbike and Ben sits in the sidecar replying to tweets. Normally, I reply to all my own tweets, despite being a world famous diva. I don't think the likes of Britney do it, because it's all like, "Hey guys, here's my new promo for this and stuff." And I think she's got enough on her hands. You know what I mean? She's got two kids to look after. She's got a house to keep. You know what I mean? But I think others, like Chelsea Healy and stuff, I think that was definitely her who replied to you. I don't think celeb types employ personal assistants just to reply to their tweets. That'd be lazy and pointless. The fact is about Twitter, I like it personally because I like to keep in touch with the ordinary folk. Just you little people out there. I like to keep it real, you know, as I'm sat there on my golden yacht, spooning caviar onto my Weetabix. I'd like to chat to the ordinary folks. Your face. I'm joking, Becky.
Secondly, I'm interested in becoming the next one that doesn't speak.
Oh.
How do I go about getting this job when he or she retires? Love you all from Mystery Person.
Oh.
I can't tell you my name in case I do become the next TOTDS. And it's definitely not written in my email address, so stop looking at it.
Wow, very good. They're thinking ahead in case they do become the one that doesn't speak when the one that doesn't speak retires. Notice that, not move on and gets promoted, but retires. He's going to love that. He can't retire yet. He's clearly, he's 26, I think, isn't he? He's just turned 27.
Yeah.
So, It's a prime. It's known as the plump position of Radio 1 because it's a great job. You just sit there.
That's it.
Just sit there, really.
Yeah.
Looking dashing, being dynamic.
Well.
And then he's off this week, isn't he?
Yeah.
Having a rest because it's hard work sitting there saying out. But we'll keep you in mind, Mystery Person, and thank you very much for your email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you like that song, Becky? Come on up to the mic.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was just having a snack.
You're having a fizzy sweet, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Your blood sugar levels are going to go through the
roof. It's been about 5 minutes since I last ate, so...
Well, yeah, I gave you a tangerine and half a packet of popcorn. It's like I've got little pets over there to keep you... I roll them a clementine about this time every day. Jason, did you actually do like an all-staff email asking for sweeties? And then lovely Ian brought some down?
No.
Oh, just a different arrangement that you have, is it, with Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Different types of toilet roll are coming in.
Because we were talking about it, not just randomly.
Not randomly. That'd be weird. Sarah in Surrey's been on. She's got loo roll that's embossed with puppies. Little pictures of puppies on it. Wayne in Basildon, paint by numbers toilet roll. Did that sneak through? That's just. Did you print that one off? Well, I read it. Could be true if you have a little palette in there.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I don't know what happened.
Mainly sort of autumnal woodland, I think, could be. The most successful. Hopefully you can't do it in full bloom. Go and see a doctor if you can. What I want to know is, says Martin in London, is how that woman managed to make 4 bog rolls last 3 weeks, says Martin, who obviously gets through yards of it a visit. My mum buys Christmas loo roll with the characters from The Snowmen on, says Laura, doing revision. We're walking in the air, we're wiping our bottoms. Mike in Birmingham says, I have Sudoku toilet paper, and actually it's no laughing matter, although we do only use it for decorative purposes and as a conversation starter, which is my favourite text ever.
Who else is in the loo with him? I don't want to know any more details.
Or does he bring it out of the loo and go, hey guys, when there's an awkward pause in conversation?
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1.
Well, Becky looks for the turkey photo that so captured her imagination. We'll have a little quick go of the headlines game. So, you know, I love those magazines. I cannot resist them. Love it. Chat, take a break and all that. They've always got ridiculous headlines. So I'm going to play the headline. We've got a guess whether they're true or false. Did you come up with these, Becky? So do you know the answer?
Nope.
Oh, you don't?
No,
brilliant. Okay. 15 Scott Mills points each. Play along at home. Get your pen ready. Here comes the first headline. But is it true or is it false?
Fortune-telling kitten, help me find love.
Is that Fee who's done those voices? She's just can't help sounding a bit sarky. I love her. Fifi. Fortune-telling kitten. Hang on.
Fortune-telling kitten, help me find love.
Help me find love. True.
Yeah.
Fortune-telling kitten, because I can just... don't know what would a kitten do? Would it? I quite like the thought of kitten paws on a little crystal ball.
Do you?
Look,
I know.
Quite
I think
cute.
It's tarot. It does tarot cards. Yeah, and then does the paws on like each card.
Do you know this story? You flip through these magazines.
I
a
do
lot
read
on your lunch
quite
break,
a lot of them.
Don't
yeah.
You?
I'm going to say it's true as
true.
Well.
True.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's. Yeah.
That headline was fake.
Oh, rubbish! There must have been a similar one though. That you, oh, maybe, yeah, maybe another cat, but
there's
not this particular.
One, yeah, more than one psychic cat out there.
That's a bit of a sweeping statement. You sure about that? Would you pay to go and see a psychic cat?
Yes.
I would actually. Can I come with you? If
Why
you find
you
one.
Would? You so would. I'd just be there like, meow.
I like the idea of a little kitten in a headscarf with a crystal ball. That'd be amazing.
Crumbs! Is Nan eating fig rolls in heaven?
Crumbs, is Nan eating fig rolls in heaven? Oh, true.
I'm going to say false.
Nan's love a fig roll, though.
Yeah, but it's not exciting enough, is it? If you're going to eat something in heaven, you're not going to eat a fig roll.
If you can have anything, any delicacies.
You can have like a massive ice cream sundae.
I know, but if you're in heaven, you probably just want something that you're familiar with, a malted milk, a fig roll. Maybe some malt loaf, some saurine.
What are those biscuits with the... What are those biscuits with the raisins in? My dad...
Oh, Garibaldi!
Yeah.
I've got some of them. Oh, my love, Garibaldi. Yeah.
I thought they only came out in the 70s.
That's when they're from.
Used by 81.
Yeah, I found my old biscuit barrel on eBay. Here we go. I think it's true. Oh, crumbs. Nan's eating fig rolls. You're going to say false.
That headline was real.
Yes, oh. It was a real one. 15 Scott Mills points for me.
Docs turned my boob into a cheeseburger. Yes. I think that's, yes.
I think it's false. Do you think it's true?
Yes.
Really?
I think I've seen it.
Not an actual cheeseburger, though, but what, it looks like one.
I didn't look at the story, but I'm sure I...
Do you think the surgeon was on his lunch and he inserted a beef patty, some lettuce, tomato and special mayo into her... No.
Yeah, I think it's
you
true.
You think it's true? I'm going to say it's false.
That headline was real!
Oh!
Yes!
Oh, wow, even Stevens, 15 each. One more, then. This is the decider.
Man withdraws lizard from cash machine. No.
No? You say no?
I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
How would it have got there, though?
Crawled
the man
in.
Who puts the money in there has a pet lizard. No, I know. It crawled in. I didn't think it moonwalked in, Becky. I mean, crawled in. It crawled in, she says, with great authority. Oh, that's Sherlock. I mean, how did it end up being near, like, the entrance to the back of the cash machine? I'm going to say it's true.
False.
Okay.
That headline was fake.
Oh, you've took me, but I'll be back. Let's celebrate the brilliant headlines again with the headline song, courtesy of Joe Jonas.
My giant tongue wouldn't stop growing.
My giant tongue wouldn't stop growing.
A ghost stole our life savings. Stand aside. My bum's 5 foot wide. My mate boiled my willy. I'm so fat I broke the toilet. 6 toilets actually. I fell for a sexy robot. I paint with my boobies. My psychic dog has healing powers. There's a Time Lord in my loo. Mosquitoes made me pregnant. So pregnant. I fought a man's faces for money.
Oh, yeah. Come on, guys.
I'm so fat I broke the toilet. 6 toilets, actually. I fell for a sexy robot. I paint with my boobies. With my boobies.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Skin looks nice today, Becky.
Thanks.
Using a new product.
Would you be referring to the fact I bought a Nan face cream? Because I read in a magazine that that's how Kylie looks so young.
Because she uses a £2 cream. Not that price has anything to do with it, actually. There's some really good moisturiser out there for a couple of quid and that. Go on.
I have to say, my skin felt very soft, but I did smell quite Nan-like. I had a very fragrant face.
And when your other half came on, did he comment that you smelt like a Nan?
Yeah.
What, did he
it's
kiss
kind
you?
Of I can't work out what it smells of, but it's very potent.
It's like a nice smell. It's, yeah, you it's, made it's me sniff floral. It yesterday and it's quite florally, isn't it?
But it
clean smelling, creamy smelling. Mm. Like Nan's. I think my Nana used to have that same cream that you can use for it. Is it like a cleansing cream? It's quite thick though, isn't it? It's like meringue.
Yeah. It was thicker than I thought
like
it was.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I stuck it on and it was like.
You know when Mrs. Doubtfire comes out the fridge with that meringue on her face? Is that what you look like?
Same. And smelt like her as well.
Did your other half like that?
Oh, I had to wash it off.
Were you in like a shin-length kilt and a bobbly cardi with a tissue up your sleeve? You're like, welcome home from work, darling. Garibaldi.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Trish in York, spot on, that is what Becky's using. I think my Nana did used to use it, if I remember correctly. My granddad used to buy 12 pots of it every Christmas because she'd get through one a month. Isn't that nice? It was like a romantic little thing that they did.
Aww.
Quite like the idea of Ben buying me 12 or something.
12 cars now.
I want 12 cars. Why don't I ask Ben for 12 cars for my birthday? And then when he's like, no way, I'm like, all right, just one. Think that'll work? Like a man.
He'll definitely fall for that.
Mess with his man.
BBC. Radio 1.
On last night, then I love it. Welcome, Chris Smith, into the studio. Hi.
Hi.
Entertainment gossip news coming up next.
Got some of that in a minute, yeah.
Did you watch Frozen Planet last night?
I haven't caught up with it yet. iPlayer. Was
love
it good?
It. HD to the max. It was brilliant, although it makes me cold watching it. Brrr. And it was quite Narnia last night as well. Lots of close-ups of wolves running through through deep snow. I love it, though. David Attenborough, beautiful, beautiful show. Lots of you watch it, I know. On my Sunday show, I'm getting quite obsessed with doing remixes of David Attenborough, or Dave Atts, as I call him. And I've been in touch with the production crew on Frozen Planet, and at one of they went for a meal or something, and they played actual Sir David Attenborough, the Weddell Seal remix. I was hoping he'd had a couple of glasses of Rioja. Well, he probably had, because he really liked it, apparently. It all stemmed from David Attenborough talking about a Weddell Seal, and it sort of prompted us to do this on my little Sunday show, which is every Sunday from 10 o'clock on Radio 1.
A Weddell Seal. A Weddell Seal. A Weddell Seal.
There we go. We got slightly obsessed with it, so each week we'd be watching it and trying to just work out how we could use one of the animals.
The Arctic wolves must make the most of this boom while it lasts.
Oh, what word in there is going to be used?
Here we go, here we go. Radio, y'all getting hit with the
boom, boom. The Arctic wolves must make the most of this boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Y'all getting hit with the
boom.
And I feel quite embarrassed that actual Sir David has listened to this.
I'm embarrassed about the one I made.
Yeah, you should
it's
be.
It's rubbish, you comparison.
This is what you did. It's very good. From last night's Frozen Planet, it's repeated on a Sunday afternoon. Lovely Sunday telly, actually, curled up on the couch.
Wolves hunt better in packs, but there are only two of them here, and the prey they pursue are giants.
The big bad wolves. The big bad wolves. The big bad wolves. The big bad wolves. The big bad wolves.
Just
okay, it
kind
of carries
like
on
that,
like that, doesn't it, really? You can also have fun with the sort of strange animals that are in there and the strange descriptions. Like, for example, Becky's other half came home the other night and he was like a
hungry bear.
A hungry bear, but not for food, for love. But because of her new face cream. Because of her new face cream, Becky smelt a bit like a
musk oxen.
But never mind. She peeled off her sweater to reveal in her belly button a
football-sized balls of fluff.
You see, that can work quite good like that.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.